little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Hello, pickleball world. It's Hello. Donna Sullivan, and I'm here with my friend and pickleball buddy, Kitty K.O.
Hi, everyone.
And special guest with us, Frances Gammy. Hi, Frances.
Hi there.
So
good,
good
to be here.
Frances, thanks for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into pickleball and what's your role in the pickleball? I think it's Peace River Picklers that you're very active in. What you're doing within the organization? Because I know a lot of people know and love you, so now's your time to shine.
Well, how I got started in pickleball was by accident. Was out in Arizona visiting friends and heard this ping ping sound, and I said to my friend, "What's that noise?" And
oh, you're one of those people.
she said it was a tournament going on. Do you want to go watch it? And I said, "Sure." So, anyhow, spent about an hour there watching what was going on and thought, golly, that looks like a sport that I could do. And so they taught me the rules, and when I came back to Punta Gorda, I was sure pickleball wasn't even around here because I hadn't even heard of the word before. And sure enough, go to the computer and look up pickleball. Centers and South County was 2 miles from my house.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. So I made a point of going to the rec center, and when I first went in the gym, there was only 30 to 35 people playing, and thought there was a possibility of teaching people how to play pickleball, and went.
How long ago was that?
That would have been 10 years in
Wow.
In
Pioneer.
March.
You're not. You are. Pioneer.
So that's how I got started, making arrangements with the person at South County that ran it, and she gave me the opportunity to set up a program, and it's been growing and growing and growing, just like pickleball is in North America.
10 years ago, I'm shocked. I didn't even
too.
Know it's been here that long.
No, me neither.
Right.
Was it all indoor then, mostly?
I don't know the answer to that. Out in Arizona, they played a lot of it outside. But around our place, there wasn't that many people playing it. And therefore, the program indoor got started. It's easier to play inside.
Yeah.
You don't have the elements of the outdoor game inside. And so I get people started with that, with the basic rules, and get them started. I throw that fishing line out there and reel them in.
There you go.
I'll tell you what. When I started playing pickleball, we had this dialogue before the broadcast started. But I went to the rec center, and I wanted to know about this game, and you were there. And I remember there was people talking about you, and she has this nickname, St. Frances.
Right. And it's apt.
Well, I can tell you how I got that, too,
okay,
if you want.
Please.
There was a fellow that likes going garage sailing, and he gave me a crown just like the queen wears for her inauguration. And anyway, they presented it to me because of all my volunteer work at South County. And so they named me St. Frances because my first name, of course, is Frances. And I tell everybody at my class to start on a fun note that... I'm St. Frances, and I got my title 1 week before the Pope did, and he didn't check in with me. So, anyway, it stuck with me, and
Cool story.
Yeah, tell us how you met Frances,
Dee. Well, that was what...
I know, what you're starting to say.
Yeah, so I went to South County, which that's from Cooper Street, and we love this facility. It's great for indoor play and for leagues. And I said, I want to learn about this, and I meet Francis.
St. Francis.
Oh, yeah. And she started teaching me the first way to hold my paddle. She was screaming at me when I jumped in the kitchen. She, you know, very patient, and it was just, I instantly loved the game. And I really, I have to say, it's really because you made me want to play. And you helped me learn how to play. And it was, so it was a great start and a great beginning for me.
That is. That's a great. How many people do you think you've taught pickleball?
Well, I know it's been over 2,400 because I used to keep track of everybody. I used to take their email addresses and send them a thank you note because I've learned over the years without people you wouldn't have a program, and so they meant a lot to me, so I always sent a thank you note out. So that was up 2 years ago, and after that, I've lost track. I don't keep track. I have so many names up in my head that I can't remember everybody now.
So I was trying to track Francis down to plan this broadcast we're doing today, and I could not get a hold of her. So she's the only person in the whole state of Florida, I think, that doesn't have a cell phone, first of all. So I left her a voicemail several
Saints
times.
Don't use cell phones.
But I finally got her, and she starts telling me all these things she's doing. So this is a perfect opportunity to tell the world about some of the activities right now going on within Cooper Street.
South County Cooper Rec Center. Rec Center, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Because we keep referring to them differently.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the instructional class is every Thursday and Friday from 11 to 1 p.m. You must sign up in advance at South County, and their phone number is 941-505-8686, and you pick which day you would prefer to do. And I have four courts and three other instructors besides myself. And we charge $3 to enter the gym. The class is free. And if you need to borrow a paddle, it's a dollar. And that money goes toward the scholarships for children to go to camp that would otherwise not be able to attend camp.
Ah.
And then we have leagues running on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday and Friday are the intermediate class, and Thursday, Saturday are the beginner class.
Oh.
And that starts at 8:45, and that's run through South County, and it runs till 11 o'clock. So you have games amongst 16 people in the gym are at one time. And you go on a court and you'll play the three other people, keep track of your scores, hand them in, and we total them up, and then get you out on the court again to play other players. So we're very active in that way of keeping different activities going at South County.
Wow, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's funny because I never go to South County anymore because of the beautiful Pickleplex.
Right.
Well, maybe this summer I'll go because in the summer sometimes it can get hot outside.
Yeah.
But I haven't been up there for a while, and I know there's like lots of great things going on. Actually, my neighbor and friend, Weston, works there, and I think he's responsible for some of the organization of the programs.
Yes, Weston is in charge of the pickleball program that they got going here the 1st of January. And we've refined it and fine-tuned it, and it's running a lot better because the first go-round was a little rocky, but it's much better, and everybody seems to be happy with the programs now.
Good.
So we're improving as we go along. We're learning.
Yeah.
Speaking of learning, so I'd be very curious as to some of your observations as you teach literally thousands of people to start playing pickleball. Is there someone who seems to be more teachable than others? What qualities make them a good learner for pickleball?
Great question.
You have to have the desire, first of all, wanting to learn. It's good for all ages. I have people in the gym on open play. There's a fellow named Dominic. He's going to be 89 next year. And there's a fellow named Ricky that's 85, still playing.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
So, it's for the elderly. It's for anybody that wants to keep active. There's many reasons why it's beneficial. People have told me they've not taking as much medicine now. So people have lost 50 pounds doing this. That I know.
Why doesn't that happen to me?
I was just going to say it didn't work for me. But
do you play regularly?
No. I'm busy doing the activities, getting them running, and that. I try to play maybe twice a week, but it doesn't last that long because of my knee. I have to be careful. It was not a knee injury from pickleball. It was just wear and tear on my knee and bones rubbing on bone right now. So with that said,
limited.
I have to be careful of that.
So back to Kitty's question, one of the things to me is very evident if someone's really going to, you know, you have athletic people and non-athletic, but it's more about hand-eye.
Yes.
Hand-eye is a huge skill. I think either people have it and they can improve their game, or they don't have it, it's really tough to improve your game.
Right. Anybody that has played tennis, racquetball, ping pong, usually do better than somebody that's never taken a ball to...
In a racket.
And a racket, right.
Well, conversely, on the other side of the coin, do you ever get people that you just cannot teach? Come on, spill it, St. Francis.
I have never given up on anybody.
But you wanted to.
When you asked that question, I can think of three people. Two took a long, long time, but did become half-decent players.
They stuck with it. That's
awesome.
They
stuck with it. One lady took her ball at South County outside and hit the ball against the wall every single day. She said she would do between 50 to 100 strokes a day. And when I came back in November, I left in May, and when I came back in November, I could not believe the improvement that she had made. And now she's playing at the intermediate level. She was a jackrabbit. She used to jump around all over the court. She settled her feet down, and she's playing a much, much better game than when she first
started.
That
must be so rewarding.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. To see everybody improve when I come back, it is a treat to see that. And that's my thank you for what I do, to see the improvement and see people go on the court and try tournaments and then end up placing and getting medals.
Wow.
That's my thank you there, right there.
How about men and women? Do you see any differences between men and women? I know I've talked to other pros and coaches that say they do. I'm curious what you think.
Other than the men smash the balls and have the desire that they have to win at all costs.
Right.
But
that's that testosterone for you, right?
It's running high.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the women tend to have a little bit softer game of hitting the ball, but when you see the pros, I don't know about that. They're very, very quick reflexes.
Right.
In the last 2-3 years, even the pros have improved their game immensely. It's changing.
Yeah.
It's changing
it's
all the time.
It's evolving for sure.
Yes. What we used to teach on how to dink and everything and move up, we don't run up to the courts now, up to the kitchen line. We're supposed to only walk. And it's evolving. It's just becoming a faster,
shot,
quicker game.
Yeah, third shot, you know, do you always do a third shot drop? Now some of the pros are doing a fifth shot drop and doing a third shot drive,
right.
You know.
In singles, when I ever saw them play singles in the world championship here, it's a hard, long game. They stay at the end. It's almost like tennis. They stay back the entire time, and it's hard hits.
Yep. So who else plays in your family? Does your husband play? Or?
Yes, he does. And I taught my grandchildren 3 years ago, who are 11 and 13 right now. And they came to South County the last 3 years, and the children love playing there with all ages.
I
and actually, it gets comical because the players are wanting, I want him, I want him, I want him. And
really?
So
I mean, they
want
to play with the young kids.
The
yeah.
boys have a big
oh,
smile on
yeah.
their face when they get to play with the players at South County.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awesome.
It is true, though. All ages can play and do play.
Yes.
All skill levels can play and do play. And it's interesting. So Jim and Nancy today, what's Jim? 80?
He's 80 or early 80.
And he won 4 games in a row. With
well, he must have been just
off.
Tickled.
He was just
yeah, he loves to
it.
Win.
It's getting in the schools now, too. I just
that's
did about
heard.
2 months ago. I went to one of the private schools, and for their phys ed class, they wanted me to teach the children the basics of rules of pickleball. And it's the fastest growing sport in North America, and we should all be getting on board playing
mm-hmm.
this game.
I'm on board.
Were the kids really excited to learn?
Oh, they just love watching us play and show them, and the oohs and the ahs. And they were anxious to get on the court,
yeah.
hoping that they could do as well as
sure.
us.
It looks easy sometimes, doesn't it?
It's easier. Looks easier than it
yeah.
looks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think I heard about someone's report card. First grade pickleball. Check. South Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah.
My son teaches it. He's a teacher in Alberta. And actually, he was playing it before I even seen the game, teaching the students there. And we'd gone to Alberta for Christmas, and he didn't tell us about it. And when I came home in February and told him that I'd seen this game called pickleball, he just laughed at me. And I said, well, what's so funny about it? And he says, Mom, I teach this at school. And I said, well, why didn't you get us in the school to teach us that? So
oh, that's
anyway,
funny.
It's all across Canada. We travel Canada, and we get to stop at a lot of different facilities, and it's great meeting people.
Yeah, it is a great way to meet people.
You mainly play indoors, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
My knee don't doesn't allow me to
yeah.
play outside.
It's a different game outside.
Yes, it's a softer game.
Yeah.
The ball is different by a harder ball and smaller holes.
Right.
And the elements of outside of the wind and that, you have to have a softer game. Otherwise, your ball's always
that's
going
right.
to be flying out.
Yeah. I know tomorrow I start in my league, and the forecast is for a lot of wind. And actually, the last week, we've had a lot of wind playing pickleball.
It was crazy today.
I mean, you got to keep that ball low, or it's... And, you know, and people like to complain, but...
You
me included, but you have to remember... Everyone else is playing under those conditions,
exactly.
too.
Exactly, and that's part of playing outdoors.
Right.
You have to know, they got the flags up there to help direct you. You got to know how to play in the wind, against the wind. It's
yep.
a trick, but there's
yeah,
a skill
is.
To it.
Yeah.
Right, and you can become a better player because you have those challenges, and if you're aware of what's going
mm-hmm.
on around you, you can become a better player
yeah.
because of that. So it should be easier when you do go inside.
What do you think is the hardest skill to teach in pickleball for
scoring.
Most people.
Yeah. The scoring.
Actually, that's a fair one. I agree with that.
No, that. You know, I've had people say to me, we walk past Gilchrist Park and we hear this, 6-4-2, 2-8-1, what the hell is that?
Well, I didn't understand the server number. It threw me off, and I'm like, well, if I'm the first server this time, then... Okay, so does that mean next time I will be? And I was like,
oh.
Yeah, I just couldn't get it. And then I, of course, it seems like you can't get it. And then after about 5 or 6 games, you're like, all right, I got it, I got this.
Right, and the light bulb will come on for some people. Why
yeah.
did it take me so
I
long?
Because
it isn't that hard if they don't think about it too much. It comes easier.
So how about the serve? Is a serve... tough to teach?
No? Not usually. It's an underhand serve.
Yeah.
And you can't step on the line before you hit the ball. And the racket has to, you have to be below the belly, and the paddle or wrist has to be above the handle of the racket.
Right.
But that's not the hardest.
No.
It's the scoring, and then two rule bounce too.
Oh,
people
yeah.
forget to say bounce when they're first starting,
yeah.
and they'll hit it in the air without that second bounce,
right.
and that's a fault.
Oh, yeah.
And stepping in the kitchen
yeah.
when you're first new.
You oh, God, that was my minute.
Your momentum wants to take you into the kitchen, and that's a fault because
right.
the ball did not bounce in the kitchen.
Right. Gotcha.
When I first started playing in, I was constantly in the kitchen, and people watching me would say, in the kitchen.
Yeah. yeah. It's a tough one, but we've got some drills that we do that help you get comfortable stepping into the kitchen when the ball's bouncing. And you have to just try and implement that then in your game when you're playing.
Yeah. Well, Frances, you know, sincerely, I want to thank you for your heart, your commitment to the game, and
right.
just all the things that you've done over the years and you continue to do. We need more St. Francis's out
yes,
there.
Yes, we do. We need a couple more saints to join the party.
Well, I thank you, and
and
it's
10 years.
Pleasure.
10 years. Happy 10-year
anniversary coming
yeah.
up the end of March.
Wow.
Right.
We should have a party. That calls for a party, Dee Dee.
Pickleball party.
That's right. We are a social bunch.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Hey, until the next time.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Frances. We really appreciate it. And thanks for all you do.
Okay, thank you.